Chapter 2. Winston's Early Life. So who was Winston Churchill, the man with the difficult job of leading Britain to victory? Winston had done many different things in his life. He had been a soldier, a painter, a journalist, and had a political career. He knew how to use words well and make excellent speeches. He had acted bravely in two important wars and had been a prisoner of war too. But he had also made some serious mistakes. He took risks and sometimes he made decisions without thinking about them carefully enough. Winston's father, Lord Randolph Churchill, had been in politics too. Lord Randolph came from a very old and famous English family. Winston's mother, Jenny Jerome, was the daughter of a rich American businessman who was known as the King of Wall Street. Winston was their first child, and he was born at Blenheim Palace, Oxfordshire, on 30th of November 1874, when Victoria was Queen of Britain. In Victorian times, most rich parents did not have a close relationship with their children. They did not look after their children themselves, but employed a lady to take care of them. Winston's mother, Jenny, was a beautiful young woman who loved parties and travel, so she did not spend much time with Winston and his younger brother, Jack. Later, Winston wrote, "My mother shone for me like the evening star. I loved her very much, but from far away." Winston also loved his father, Lord Randolph Churchill. But Randolph was even further from his sons than Jenny, because he was very busy with his political career. He was a Conservative MP, with an important position in Parliament. However, Randolph's health was not good, and he died from illness at the age of 45. Winston was very sad about his father's death because he had wanted to be closer to him and understand him better. He had hoped to become an MP like Randolph and enter Parliament at his father's side. When he was a child, the most important person for Winston was the lady who looked after him, Mrs. Elizabeth Everest. She had no children of her own, and she loved Winston and Jack very much. When she became ill in 1895, the same year as his father's death, Winston hurried to her house and was with her when she died. In his book, My Early Life, he wrote, "She had been my closest friend during the whole 20 years that I had lived." When Winston was young, most rich parents sent their sons away to school. So, when he was 7, Winston was sent away to school too, and he hated it. He wrote, "I had been so happy at home with all my toys. Now it was to be all lessons." Life away from home at school was very hard for a small boy. In those days, teachers often punished pupils by hitting them, and Winston was hit too. In 1888, when he was 14, he was sent to Harrow, a very famous school for boys in North London. Winston was not very good at studying, and he was often put in the bottom class. But he enjoyed English and history, and one of his teachers, Mr. Somerville, helped him very much. He taught Winston to use words well and to speak and write excellent English. Winston wrote poetry and reports for the school newspaper, and his love of words, both spoken and written, stayed with him all his life. After leaving school, Winston decided to join the army. In August 1893, he entered Sandhurst, where officers in the British Army are trained. He did very well there, and he left in 1894 in 8th position out of 150 young men. Then Winston joined a regiment called the 4th Queen's Own Hussars and trained with them for 6 months. This was very hard work, but again, Winston did well. At the same time, he was able to enjoy himself as he was invited to parties and dinners. But Winston was beginning to feel frustrated. As a young army officer, he wanted to get direct experience of battle. In early 1895, the Cuban War of Independence had started between Spain and Cuba. Winston travelled to Cuba and sent reports about the war to a British newspaper in London. In his new job as a war journalist, he was able to use the writing skills he had learned at school. After a month in Cuba, he went back to London to live with his mother. However, on 11th of September, Winston and 1,200 other men from the 4th Hussars Regiment were sent to India. In Victorian times, India was the most important colony in the British Empire, the countries ruled by Britain. Winston's regiment arrived in Bombay at the start of October 1896, then moved to the southern city of Bangalore. Winston enjoyed his new life in India very much and found it very interesting. Winston was always interested in learning new things and educating himself more. He loved reading, but he had realised that there were many subjects he did not know enough about. So he asked his mother to send him books from England about history and politics and other subjects. Every month, new books arrived, and from November 1896 to May 1897, Winston read for 4 or 5 hours every day. He learned many things that would help him greatly in his future political career. In the spring of 1897, Winston started to feel that it was time to go back to England. He was still with the army in India, but now he wanted to enter politics and become a Member of Parliament like his father. So he returned to London, and on 26th of June, he made his first political speech. It went well, but immediately afterwards, he had to return to India because fighting had started between the British and the Afghans. Winston sent reports about the fighting to 2 newspapers. Winston never forgot that his father had died an early death at the age of 45. People had sometimes described Lord Randolph as a man in a hurry, and Winston was the same kind of person. Like his father, he wanted to do many things as fast as possible. In 1898, there was a war in the Sudan. Winston travelled there to join the regiment of Lord Kitchener, the officer in charge of the British Army. Winston not only fought in battles, but also continued his work as a war journalist and sent reports about the war to British newspapers. He returned to England in March 1899 because he had a chance of starting a political career. The MP for Oldham, a town in the northwest of England, had died, so there was an election for a new MP there. Winston stood as the Conservative candidate. But although he worked very hard, he did not succeed in winning the election. In October 1899, another war, the Boer War, started in South Africa. Winston became a war journalist again and travelled to South Africa to report on the war. But after only a few weeks, he was taken prisoner. However, he managed to escape, and after walking for many miles in the hot sun, he came to a railway line. He jumped on a train, which took him to a safe part of the country. By this time, Winston was becoming quite famous. Many people in South Africa and Britain read about his adventures, and they thought he was very brave. After he returned to England in July 1900, he immediately began to think about politics. He stood as Conservative candidate for Oldham again, and this time he won the election. On 1st of October 1900, he finally became a Member of Parliament at the age of 25. But although Winston was now an MP, he did not stop doing other things. He continued writing, and he went on a speaking tour of the UK, the USA and Canada, making speeches about his adventures in the Boer War. On 22nd of January 1901, news reached him that Queen Victoria had died and there was a new king, Edward VII. Winston immediately returned to England and took his place in Parliament, making his first speech there on 18th of February. The first 4 years of Winston's life as an MP were quiet. He watched and listened to everything carefully, and he learned many things about politics. But he was also ambitious and did not want to sit quietly all his life at the back of Parliament. He wanted to be at the front, making important decisions about Britain. However, he would have to wait another 40 years before that happened. Winston did not always agree with the policies of his party, the Conservative Party. So, on 31st of May 1904, he left the Conservative Party and joined the Liberal Party. Many people were shocked that Winston had changed his political party, but he did not care. In the Liberal Party, he worked closely with David Lloyd George, his friend and ally, who would later become Prime Minister. In December 1905, the Conservative Prime Minister resigned and a Liberal MP became Prime Minister. Winston was given the job of being responsible for the colonies. He did well, and in 1908, he was offered a position in the Cabinet, the group of important ministers who controlled government policy. At about this time, something very important happened in Winston's private life. He was invited to dinner by a friend in London. A woman was sitting next to him at the dinner table. Her name was Clementine Clemmy Hosier. She was 23 years old and had just left the Sorbonne University in Paris. Winston and Clemmy fell in love and were married 6 months later. Clemmy was the perfect wife for Winston. She always thought about what was best for Winston and Britain before herself. However, sometimes Winston could be quite rude to people, and Clemmy always told him when he was behaving badly. Winston and Clemmy had special names for each other. Winston called Clemmy Cat, and she called him Pug or Pig. On 11th of July 1909, Winston and Clemmy's first daughter, Diana, was born. But after the baby's birth, Clemmy was not well, so she went to stay with her sister in the countryside. When she returned to London, she found Winston very busy with his political career.